now, what I want to do this evening is go over a few things, and that we did at from a TEMA perspective, a CERB agency perspective at TN Shape 08 Mars deployment exercise, which turned out to be quite an event. I have that I've made. It's nothing earth-shaking. There's no silver bullets here, but I think it's good to go over these things, and I'm hoping that I'm certainly expect there'll be other nets to discuss the events. I would like to encourage everyone that participated to turn in your after-action report to proper officials, proper staff, which certainly starts with Alpha 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 4 Tango November. I guess that's who it goes pretty much to him. It's where I'll send mine. I'll probably look and see if there was any other directions, instructions. The other thing is certainly I want to thank everyone for their participation. And I hope I know I ain't got enough here for an hour. We do have 31 stations in the net. That's quite a good turnout here for the first 16 minutes. Net calling, and I want to thank Alpha Alpha Tango 4 Echo Alpha for rescuing me off of lower sideband. Oh, well. I knew eventually that would happen. Got me. I did intend to start the net on time, and I did start it on time, but on the wrong sideband. So that's my excuse for the evening. I run out of excuses. Anyway, getting into the what I wanted to kick off the wrap up with was that, as you know, that TEMA was invited to participate with the Tennessee Mars as a CERB agency at the deployment site for the 2008 spring, as we see now, annual exercise, which was May 2 through 4 this weekend at Montgomery Bell State Park. That park is located about 30 miles west of Nashville, 30 to 40, something like that. The bus team, consisting of James Larkins, Homer Sherrar, and myself, deployed and set up the bus Thursday afternoon. I might add along with Alpha Alpha Mike 4 Tango November and Alpha 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 Niner Hotel and Alpha 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 Niner Alpha Charlie, probably one or two others in the vicinity at the time. I know Alpha Alpha Romeo 4 Echo Mike was in the vicinity. We set up, like I say, Thursday afternoon. We wanted to take our time. We knew it was going to be a challenge because of the trees. And one of the things I really wanted to do was to get a position to gain access to the satellite for internet. And after moving the bus for a couple of hours, we found that location, and we're able to obtain internet through the tree limb. And we set up all functions. Everything pretty much went smoothly in amongst the 100-foot-tall oak trees. Out. This is Alpha Alpha Romeo 4 Charlie Yankee continuing. My objectives for the TEMA bus and what I wanted to accomplish as a CERB agency, which was separate from the exercise objectives, are over and above and beyond, or whatever, or part of, really. I wanted to certainly obtain training on WinLink and get more familiar with PackLink MP, the new user program, which works as a client to Microsoft Outlook and Outlook Express. Also wanted to, as I said, set the bus up with access to internet so I could demonstrate and practice the way TEMA operates in deployments, showing Mars members how we interface using WebEOC and what WebEOC looks like. I'll come back and hit upon some of the obstacles and opportunities we had with that. I also wanted to have Mars members take messages and then post them to WebEOC. Wanted to foster effective interoperability. I've talked about that a lot. We've got interoperability, we've got effective interoperability. By continuing to develop strong relationship with Mars, Ares, and other organizations that also other organizations that might serve as potential third agencies, which there was one there, represented at least one. Wanted to demonstrate the loading of pictures from the camera and reducing them with Earth in view and sending with wind length. Those were the things that I had in my mind ahead of time, in addition to the exercise itself that I wanted to accomplish. And there was one major bump in the road, as we say. And that was, but other than that, and one thing I didn't accomplish, but it was all right. But the several small deficiencies were identified and recorded, as always. And we made a good list in our yellow notepad, and we're going to work on those things. Every time we go out, we find something we need. And I'll give you an example, very good example. I really went crazy with the dry erase markers on the whiteboards. All the doors, storage doors in the operations area serve as double serve as whiteboards. And I was writing all over them, everything imaginable. Then I went to erase and write something else. Did not have the handy-dandy spray bottle of foam that we use at the office to spray on and then wipe off the dry erase. So that went on the deficiency list. That wasn't the bump in the road. The bump in the road was we had used the computers in the bus, but we had never, any time we've deployed, actually communicated between the computers. And I wanted to take the messages off of WinLink and post them directly to on another computer to WebEOC. And when I tried to do that, I couldn't find it. Couldn't find the other computer. So I called on Tom Delker, K1KY, who was there as an Ares representative, and also was deployed, I might say, with his camper right next to ours. Anyway, he's very good and works with computers. Called him down. He immediately took after the project to see if he could get it to work. In an hour or so, he called one of his friends that was there, also Ares, who's really a network guru, and he couldn't find it either, but they found the reason. All of our laptops had been imaged from the same image, and they all had the same computer name, so they couldn't find the other ones because they were copies of themselves, if that makes sense. Yeah, it does to me. Anyway, that's an issue we've got to resolve. That's why we exercise. When I finally got it working where I could post to WebEOC, which is the program we use at TEMA to put all of our information and track all of everything we do, actually day-to-day operations as well as emergencies. I found finally able to do it. I did it with one computer, taking directly the one I was using for WinLink, taking information directly from WinLink and then posting it just to show that I could. But didn't go as planned, but it went. That's the way things work. Al? This is Alpha Alpha Romeo 4 Charlie Yankee. Continuing with my brief notes on the Tennessee Shake 08 exercise. talked about in the in the net right before the exercise. I found a lot of interest in the bus and how the bus operated, how the bus will operate, and I thought that the way it operated in this exercise was just a little different than any time, which is to be expected. Every deployment, every emergency is always a little different. But a lot of people did not get to come. And I want to describe the way the bus is set up and also how we utilized it. The bus can be broken down into five major areas on the inside. First, I'm going to start from front to rear. Of course, the first is a driver passenger compartment with the big comfortable chairs. And I might add, there is two radios there, a VHF high band and a 800 megahertz for use by the driver for in-transit communications. And I will also add that I left the high band on and on the team a high band frequency during the exercise for communication so that I wouldn't have to scan with the other VHF radio. Just throw that out for information. The next area is the big area that we work in. It's the main area. It has a slide out, which after the bus is parked and leveled in place, we electronically